Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. It's Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz. And thanks to the listeners for coming back. Tonight's show, Respecting Women, Not the Donald Trump Way. Yesterday, we had an interesting, very, very interesting show. We had two callers on. We had Ms. Dill, Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist's other client, and we had a gentleman by the name of Mike who called in yesterday and the day before yesterday. And I appreciate all the listeners as well as the callers. Now, one thing I don't do, since I'm a female, I don't condone foolishness. I don't condone disrespecting women. Now, I must say, when I played my show back, I got a chance to listen to this, some things, but the conversation got a little heated. Not a little heated. It got heated. Got to keep it real. It got heated when it shouldn't have really got heated. But when you have a male disrespecting a female, then we got a problem. That's why so much of our country is in turmoil. There's a lack of respect. There's no respect. And until everybody has to know, you got to respect one another. You can't go around insulting people just because you don't see eye to eye, you know, on the same views. I mean, we're not made to be alike. So you're not going to find everybody who agrees with you. You're going to find some people who agree with you, but not everybody. So I did not like the fact that Ms. Doe was called name on the show. I'm not going to repeat it because it's very insulting. And, I mean, even myself have been called these names by males that I know that do not agree with what I have to say. But that's the only way they can express themselves is to be a child and call names. That's what children do. They call each other names. For grown-ups to go around calling each other names, it speaks volume of the character. Same thing with Donald Trump. That's what he does. Goes around calling names. So, no wonder we had a Trump supporter on yesterday who was calling names. I'm not having that at all. That's one thing about this show. It's my show. Put who I want on and click who I want off. So, please. If you do call in, just be respectful. I mean, like I said, you're going to have different opinions, different views, which is fine. I welcome them. But just be respectful to everyone that's on the show. That should be easy. That should be easy. Moving right along. Well, you see that there has been protests in four different cities around the world. Around the country, so even around, even in South Korea, they're protesting with their own government, with their own president. So I wonder if this persists and keeps up, what would they do? Would they reevaluate Donald Trump's presidency, his win? I mean, let's face it, these protesters are not going anywhere. They know what they have to do. They're not going anywhere. Please excuse me because I am just a tad bit under the weather this evening, but I'm going to push right on ahead and do what I have to do. Hopefully everyone had a nice day today. It's Saturday, relaxed day. Day when you clean the house or do whatever you do, or just chill. So hopefully you're just chilling back, just listening to me talk about current events, should I call them. It does seem like respect has gone out the window in today's time. It seems like no one has respect for anyone anymore, which is not cool, not cool at all. But now, I still have that same question I asked about the governor, because that's something very personal to me. Like I say, I use my own personal experience to inform you and to let you know what's going on in your own state. Now, does anyone know how to file charges against the governor of Delaware? I'm wanting to file charges against the governor of, well, against Governor Jack Markell. I know we have a new governor-elect, John Carney, who will be getting the same information. Well, he has the same information, but he'll be getting it again through his new chief of staff that he named at his presidential election. I believe his last name is, and his other chief of staff in Washington, D.C., Sheila Grant, as well. So, because they were, Mr. Carney was made aware before his election about the situation. So, I'm definitely going to make sure his other team members get it, because Drew Slater, which is on Mr. John Carney's payroll as his legal assistant, legislative assistant, excuse me, received the information. To the governor's house. I mean, the governor, yeah, even to the governor's office. Well, I'm not going to be before you that long because it seems like I'm having a little difficulty with this station this evening, unfortunately. There's nothing wrong with, but that's all right. I'm going to keep on pressing forward. That's what they want to do when they hear you trying to say something. They want to shut you down. But as I said, I have a 14-year-old daughter who is mentally challenged. She's been beaten. She's been raped. She ran away from the Governor Terry Shelter Group home back in August of 2016, and she returned in summer of 2016. Thankful to all who made posts. I'm trying to file charges against the governor, Governor Jack Markell, for allowing the state-operated terror shelter to be still be open after knowing that four to five children go missing each week in the city of Wilmington, Delaware. So this is not nothing new. This is something that goes on a weekly basis that he's aware of, and this is a state-operated facility that's being run. How can this be open and this be going on with value? Does anyone care? Doesn't seem so. I've been turned away from the newspapers, the news media. They don't want to hear anything I have to say. But I'm a firm believer where there's a will, there's a way. Got to fight for what's right. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Fighting for what's right and refusing to be shut down or shut up. I will not shut up. I will continue to speak on what's right. And my hope is that I inspire some others to do the same, to fight for what's right. Can't give up. In order for us to have a change, you got to continue to fight for what's right. We're stronger together than apart. I know yesterday the call was stating, caller Mike has stated about certain things that men do not say around females, that they say around other males. Well, you have real men and you have fake men. So I believe that's how the fake men do it. The real man, he's not going to say that around anyone, regardless of who he's around, whether it's male or female. He's going to be who he is, who he truly is, we are around men or women. So I totally disagree with what he said. Totally disagree. But to each his own opinion, like I say, it is what it is. Got to keep on pressing forward. So many things. So if you had any comments or suggestions, please just give me a call, 323-642-1559. I would love to hear from you. If you had any suggestions about yesterday's segment or the day before segment, just you can either shoot me an email also at mcassociates4all@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And even anyone that was a client of Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist in Pennsylvania, where she had her license, her PA license for 17 years, please give me a call or send me an email, 323-642-1559, or you can email me at mcassociates, the number 4, A-L-L, all, at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Right on along. It's just, I'm wondering what they're really going to do with these protesters. I mean, I pray that they continue to do what they have to do, because people have a right to express themselves. And hey, if they don't want Trump as their president, they don't want Trump as their president. I mean, is there anything that we can do? I thought you have all these lawyers, you have all these political commentators out here. Okay, so the ones I've been different requests to speak with, call in so the people can know exactly what we're up against when it comes to this presidency. If there's something that people can do, like get so many amount of signatures to say, okay, yes, we don't want this man as our president, what? I mean, I'm not for the violence, so I don't promote violence by all means. You got something to say, you got something to say. And people don't want this man in there. They know what kind of stuff we in for. Ooh, Lord Jesus, they know. They know. So, anyone who has that information, please call in, 323-642-1559. I'm sure, I mean, we would love to hear from you. And that's something I can research myself, too. So, I will definitely keep you posted. Folks, as I stated before, this broadcast is not going to be too long. Because I know it's Saturday, and I know most people are out doing what they do, so, but you can catch it on archive. It will be archived, so you can catch it through the link. And I'm not sure if I've ever given you the link on here before, but it's not the link to all the other broadcasting. Is http://pobtr.com/s/960-5583. And it takes you right to Blog Talk Radio, where all my radio broadcastings are archived for you to listen at your leisure. We have to learn how to respect one another when we're dealing with heated situations, because in any heated situation, it can definitely escalate as we heard yesterday, because there was no way a man should sit there and disrespect a woman the way that stuff transpired yesterday. I'm not with that. I'm not for that. But definitely got to get a grip and a handle on things. It's a must. Definitely a must. heartbreak. Well, I'm not going to stay before you for too long, as I stated before. As one thing I don't want to do is drag on in the conversation that doesn't need to be dragged on. Like I said, I will continue to update you on my daughter's progress as we go along. Like I say, her rights have been violated, but I'm going to continue to speak out because there's no way that we should be having this state-run facility, Terry Shelton Governor Group Home, operating and open, and they're not there for the children. The children just run away from there, and they're beaten and raped, and God knows what else happened to them, possibly even murdered. I mean, something has to be done. The Governor Jack Markell, and even Governor-elect John Kerry, who's about to carry his burden, they have to do something. Somebody got the answer. So just continue to listen in, as well as I'm going to make sure I continue to give you informative information when it comes to Delaware. So just stay tuned each and every night, 6:30 p.m. I'm signing off, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Y'all have a